Hey there, Renegades. Welcome back to another episode. We are continuing our 2023 energy on this week's episode. So what we will be talking about in this episode is some planetary alignment. And in particular, I want to talk about the retrogrades because it is important for us to have some kind of idea of what's happening during retrograde energy so that we on the ascending timeline, those of us that are renegades, those of us choosing to transcend the 3D, we're able to ride on top of the wave of retrograde versus getting sucked under. I know you've heard me express this sentiment before, so let us continue on that wave, right? And that is what we're going to be talking about. It's a short but sweet episode. Stay tuned because we are dropping all of the 2023 energy episodes in the month of March. So stay tuned. If you haven't hit the notification button, definitely do that or follow the podcast on whatever platform you listen on. So that way you are notified every time one of these comes up. While I definitely believe that whenever you listen to it is when you're meant to listen to it, I also believe that listening during this month of March is so powerful if you want to capitalize on this new year energy that we are in during this window. So especially March and up to the first, second, maybe the third week of April when we get into that eclipse portal, this is such a great time to plant seeds and really, this is a great time to really cultivate the way that you want this 2023 year to play out for you. So I hope you'll join me inside this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being here. And let's dive right in. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hello, welcome back to Renegade Revolution Radio. So today I want to talk about 2023 energy. I'm super excited to continue this series. If you haven't checked out our reflection series, which was right before this, or actually the reflections episode that was right before this, I highly recommend it. You don't actually have to listen to it in any particular order, but I truly believe there is a lot of importance in reflecting on what has transpired before stepping into what is coming, right? Because it's just a great way to solidify the lessons and let go of the extra stuff that you don't need, the pain, the baggage, the trauma, the worries, the doubts, the anxieties, the fear. We let that go and put it to bed. And then we step into the new year with an excitement, and also carrying the lessons that we learned from the previous year. So that's the reason I'm recording these in a series and in that order, but of course, do it in whatever order makes sense to you. So today I want to talk about 2023 energy. I feel like it's a perfect time to get into that topic because if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, we are about to start spring, and spring has always felt like the new year for me. So those of you that are in the Southern Hemisphere, you might be feeling some similar themes as well. However, you might also be feeling a little bit of a difference or a divergence from what I'm talking about. Because as we go into spring, and spring in the Northern Hemisphere is significant of a rebirth, a beginning of a new, a transition, blooming, cultivating, right? If you're in the Southern Hemisphere and you're actually going into winter, you might feel the other way around, right? You might feel more introspection. You might feel internally focused. You might feel like it's time to rest and digest. And so wherever you are in the world, obviously honor your own cycle, which reminds me, I also want to shout out the episode that I did that was called Honoring Your Own Personal Cycle, because while I'm going to be talking about in this episode, the 2023 collective energy, it's also very important to keep in mind your own personal energy, right? What is happening in your own personal life? So your individual journey is extremely unique. And so definitely keep that in mind. So as I'm sharing the collective energy of 2023 as a collective. So when I say collective, what do I mean? I mean the human race as a collective, right? There is an energetic signature that encapsulates the entirety of humanity, right? And so it's not necessarily that that's your own journey. It's not necessary that you have to attach to it. And that's the same thing I do. Like when I feel into these energetics and I look into the numerology and I look into the astrology, I know that that is speaking for the collective. Now, whether I choose to assign that into my life or not, that is a personal decision. And I have under sovereignty, right? I have the authority and agency over my life. So if I see that the collective energy is going one way and I choose that I don't want to go that same way, I always reserve the right to zig when everyone else is zagging, right? And so I offer that invitation to you as well, right? I share with you the collective. And if you're like, nah, nope, that's not mine. Mine's totally different. Cool. Awesome. Take what resonates, discard what does not, right? This is how we transcend what is happening in the 3D, right? And so then we rise above it and create our own reality. And so I certainly welcome you to do that. And at the same time, I love still talking about the collective energetics because it really can help us to navigate the masses. So even though we might have our own individual journey, sometimes learning or knowing this information or just keeping it in the back of your mind or, you know, whatever in your back pocket, it helps when you see the masses going a certain way. You're like, oh yeah, that is going on in the collective right now. Okay, I can see that and I can witness it. Sometimes it can offer us a little bit more patience with what might be happening in the collective energy. We might be able to have a little bit more empathy and compassion for our fellow humans that might be going through something and they're not able to transcend what's happening on the 3D level, right? So these are the reasons why I think having conversations like this are important, because they really do help us to navigate the external. So with that said, let us jump in to 2023 energy. When I talk about energetics, the collective energetics, I love to look at numerology. I love to look at astrology. I love to just open myself up to what my highest self is providing me with knowledge or wisdom or insight, right? And then based off of that, I come on here and I share it with you. And so let us start with the numerology, or should we start with the astrology? I don't get too deep in astrology because I do feel like in very many ways, I have transcended the astrology. However, there is one thing I think is important. I love to talk about sometimes the retrogrades, or I love to at least know about what is going on with the retrogrades. Now, I know many of you have probably heard when everyone talks about Mercury being in retrograde, right? That's the one that always gets the bad rep. And I think also because Mercury is so close to us, like we notice Mercury retrogrades more often because it happens more often, right? Some other retrogrades take, you know, 2 years to happen, so we don't hear about them as often, but Mercury is in retrograde about 2 or 3 times a year. And so more prevalent, right? It's more relevant, I guess. And so I'd like to speak about retrogrades for a moment, because I think there's a misconception that retrogrades really mean retrograde, which means going in backwards motion. And the truth is that none of the planets, if you still believe in planets, listen, I know that some of you here no longer believe in planets in the traditional sense. You've transcended that. You believe that we are here on this earth school as an experiment, and that's all that there is, and that everything outside of that is an illusion. I understand your thinking. Okay, I get it, and I get that theory. For this particular episode, let's disregard that just for a moment, because whether or not we believe in the illusion, the masses don't believe the other planets are an illusion. So because they don't believe that it's an illusion, the planetary alignment might impact them. And if it impacts them, we will see the ramifications of that on the 3D level, even if we've transcended 3D. So for that sake, give me a few moments, entertain this conversation. Thank you. I love you. The truth is the planets don't actually go backwards. But what it is that from our perspective here on Earth, it might appear that they are moving backwards because of the fact that their rotation or their movement around the sun is faster or slower than ours. And so from our perspective, if we overlap them, it might look like they're moving backwards or moving very slowly, when in fact, they're not actually going in backwards motion, right? And so many people who study these kinds of things have noticed that humanity tends to have some type of reaction when these planets are in retrograde, right? Or appear to be moving backwards. And depending on the planet, that might affect us differently, right? Depending on what that planet rules over. So for example, Mercury is a planet that rules over like technology and communication and stuff like that, right? And so when Mercury is in retrograde, people might have issues with technology or with like a breakdown of communication, right? And Mercury retrograde really gets a bad rap, but I have learned to embrace a lot of these retrogrades because knowing that they're happening helps me to see things a little bit more clearly. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But to talk about the retrogrades and how they affect us, I think one of the best ways that I can illustrate this is if you have motion sickness, you might relate to this, okay? If you don't, I'll explain just a little bit. So I don't typically get motion sickness, except for one circumstance where I do get it, okay? And that circumstance, it hits me in multiple different areas, and I'll talk about it briefly. When I was younger, my dad used to have this van, and it was like one of those old school, like hippie looking vans. It was a Mitsubishi brand. I don't remember the, is that the model or the make? That's the model. No, the make. The make was Mitsubishi, but I don't remember what model it was. But think about, like, you know, if you've ever watched Scooby-Doo, that hippie van that they drive, it had a similar look to that, right? So in this van, the front two seats are, of course, are like the driver and the passenger seat, right? But right behind that was another row. And in that row, it had what was called like co-pilot seats. So it looked just like the driver's seat and the passenger seat. However, these seats could rotate 180 degrees, where then you, if you're sitting in those seats, you could turn all the way around and you would be facing the third row, which was like a bench seat. Now, as a kid, this was super fun because I had sisters. And so during road trips, it would be nice to be sitting in those seats, the co-pilot seats, and then turn around and, you know, we could play cards or just talk or whatever, right? So it was a lot of fun, except after a little while of sitting there, I would almost always get motion sickness, which I normally didn't get when I was sitting facing forwards. I could sit in the car for a long time and never get car sick. But in those seats, when I would turn them that 180 degrees, where I am actually facing the back of the car, right? I am facing, looking at the traffic driving towards me. So I'm not facing in the direction that we are moving. I'm facing backwards, right? And so I have learned, for me personally, anytime I'm in a vessel or a vehicle and we are going in one direction, and if I am facing the opposite direction, whether that's sleeping in the opposite direction, whether that's sitting in the opposite direction, I will start to get motion sickness. I learned that it's in other areas too, because when I'm on a cruise ship, it's the same exact way. When I'm on a cruise ship and let's say they're having a show, right, in one of their huge banquet rooms that they perform the shows in. If that is facing the opposite direction from which direction the boat is going, I will get motion sickness. It's not fun, but I have learned this. And even though many people are not affected by it and can't even tell the boat is moving because the boat is so huge, I can definitely do it. Same goes with on an airplane. I learned that, you know, in some first class, they have the seats that face the opposite way that the airplane is going. I also cannot sit in those seats because, once again, I get motion sickness. So why am I mentioning this? Because that is what happens when certain planets go into retrograde. Many people don't feel it. Many people have transcended it. Many people are not affected by it. But then there are a bunch of people who are affected by it, right? There are a bunch of people who maybe consciously or unconsciously, because I do believe that there is a group, or not a group, but there is a collective that knows a lot about astrology, knows exactly when the planets go retrograde and which degree that they're going retrograde in and all of that stuff, right? And I truly believe that they are consciously choosing to allow the retrograde of the planets to impact their day-to-day, right? And then there are the masses who are completely oblivious to this type of thing. They literally don't even resonate at the same frequency to listen to a podcast like this, because it's so beyond like their reality, right? They are not of this frequency. They have no idea about the planetary alignment and retrograde and what energetics the planets like rule over. Like they're not into this kind of thing whatsoever, right? But that doesn't mean just because they are not aware of it and have no conscious awareness of it, doesn't mean it doesn't impact them. Right. And so I think those are the two camps where these retrogrades and stuff like that can really deeply impact these people, is because one, you got the conscious ones that are choosing it. And then two, you got the unconscious ones that are being taken on a ride by the energy. Right. And so both of those camps are really experiencing or they feel an amplified effect of the planetary alignment and especially the retrogrades. Right. And so I bring this to you because I choose to be in a separate camp from these two camps. I choose to be in a camp that is conscious of what is happening in the alignment of the planets. And I choose whether or not that is going to have an impact over me, right? I choose to be aware of it so that I can recognize when it is having an effect on the masses, so that I can have more compassion and more empathy. And I just know how to navigate the masses a lot better, right? Does that make sense? So that's why I share it with you. Because if you listen to this and you're just like, hey, I don't want anything to do with this, all right, then ignore it, you know? But if you choose to listen to this and then keep some of these things in mind, perhaps it can make navigation of this realm a little bit easier, okay? So just a quick funny story really quickly, because I mentioned to you how Mercury retrograde, you know, Mercury rules over like communication and technology. And so a lot of times when Mercury is in retrograde, especially those first few days and the last few days of it, because sometimes it lasts a few weeks, right? So a lot of times what happens is you will have all these technology issues. So that's why I try, like sometimes I will say that I don't really think about this kind of stuff, right? But I try to put in my calendar when Mercury goes into retrograde and when it's about to come out of it, because the energy is really amplified during that time. And I just like to have awareness of it, because then I won't schedule any kind of super techie thing. I'm already not that great with tech, as you probably already know, because I've tried to launch so many different things and every single time I feel like I deal with technology issues, right? But I especially try not to schedule anything major that has to do with technology on the days that Mercury first goes into retrograde and when it's about to come out. I actually, if I can avoid it during that whole time, now I'll tell you right now, I can't avoid using tech the whole time, right, of each Mercury retrograde, because I have businesses. There's no way I can't do that in this point in my life. But I try not to do anything major during those times, right? Besides the day-to-day. And I try to keep in the back of my mind, like in my mental awareness, that like, oh, okay, we are in a retrograde. That way, if there's a day that proves to be super turbulent when it comes to technology, I will see if there's a way that I can do without the technology or just use the bare minimum, right? So my husband is actually a perfect example of this. Not too long ago in the last Mercury retrograde, it was so funny because I knew that it was going to be a super impactful Mercury retrograde just because of all of the other planetary alignment, plus just the energy of that time period and the degrees at which Mercury went retrograde. And I won't get into that here because it's boring if you're not interested in that kind of stuff, right? But I just knew it was going to be like hardcore. And I wasn't really holding it, you know, at the forefront of my mind. But my husband, who is a gamer and loves to play PC games, he was, downloading a game or something that day. And usually this is not an issue. I mean, he's a pro at this, been doing it for years, no problems, right? This particular Mercury retrograde, I think we had just gotten into it. And like I said, it was super impactful. And so that technology error energy and the communication energy was super amplified, right? So he goes about his business trying to do things on the computer as normal. And he was running into issue after issue after issue as far as technology was concerned. Then he thought, okay, well, let me call in to, I don't know if it was the manufacturer of the laptop or whatever gaming system he uses, whichever it was, right? He thought, well, let me call in and troubleshoot what's going on with my technology issues. And I told him at the very beginning when he started having his problems with the computer. I said, hey, babe, just an FYI, Mercury's in retrograde and it's a super powerful one. And he was like, yeah, whatever. You know, like he really like does not care about these things most of the time, you know? So he fiddled with it, messed around with it, and then he called in, right? And remember, it's not just technology for Mercury, it is also communication. So the first time he called in, the person was not understanding his problem at all. He ended up hanging up and was like, let me call and try to see if I can get a different operator this time, right? So then he called again, and same thing. It was like this person understood him, but could not troubleshoot the problem for the life of them, right? So they were both getting frustrated. He was just super stressed and overwhelmed. And I just looked at him. And of course, I wasn't going to tell him again that, hey, listen, it's the planetary alignment. You know, maybe today is not the day for this because everyone has to learn their own lessons. And I'm not here as anyone's savior, right? But it just made me chuckle inside. Of course, I wouldn't do it out loud because I don't want to make him feel worse than he already felt. But it was just funny to me because it's like, this is how those of us who have the awareness can transcend some of the day-to-day like drama and just, you know, struggle and unfun, I guess, of, you know, dealing with the things that might come along when certain planets are in retrograde. So if you're interested, there are many, many people, astrologers, who write about when certain planets go in retrograde and what that's about, right? But quickly, I want to just do a breakdown of what's expected. So that way, you know, right? If you hear, hey, such and such planet is in retrograde, you know what the energy behind that planet is, and you know what it could potentially mean. And so if you notice your spouse or someone going crazy, you know, oh, this is why. Let me just give them some space. You might want to say something just to see if they're not a knucklehead and will listen to you. And but if they are being a knucklehead and choose to have that experience, then that's what sovereignty is about, right? So first of all, super exciting that when we're kicking off this year right now, so currently while I'm recording this and also kicking off March, and like I said, March to me feels like the beginning of the new year. And so in this window right now, up until about April, I would say 18th through 20th, no planets are in retrograde. So all planets are stationed direct, which is super exciting. First of all, it hasn't happened, I want to say, since 2022. So it's been a hot minute since all planets are moving forward. So to me, this is also exciting because not only is the new year about like growth and cultivation and rebirth and going forward, right? But the fact the astrology supports that means the energy of 2023 in March is amplified for blooming, for growing, for cultivating, for going forward. So this is a great time to begin anew. This is a great time to start a new endeavor. This is a great time to launch something. This is a great time to set some goals and really, you know, plant the seeds for what you wish to grow this year. And the energy of the planetary alignment super supports that, right? And I'm going to get into the numerology aspect of it first, but I definitely wanted to hit on the astrology really quickly, right? So super important time right now. If you are trying to move forward in any area of your life, the energy is amplified. So if you'd like to capitalize on that, you have all of the alignment working for you as well. So I'm not going to give you the dates of all the retrogrades because it happens at different times. And there's also transits, which are important too. So we won't get into too much detail. This is not an astrology podcast. But when you hear Mercury, we already mentioned it might come with some technology issues, some communication issues, right? When you hear Venus retrograde, Venus is the planet of love and beauty and personal values and finances. So when you hear that Venus is in retrograde, you might see that as an opportunity to see any of those areas. If something is presenting itself in your love life or relationships or, you know, your personal values or your finances, it might be a good time to have some introspection and look at what's being presented during those retrogrades so you can see how you can best handle it, right? I don't like to look at any of the retrogrades as working against us, but instead I like to look at them as, hey, what's going to be presented during this window, if anything? And if so, like, let me just have awareness, because awareness is the first step to positive necessary change. Or if you don't want to change anything, you don't have to as well, but it might just be an amplified time where that is brought to the surface. So Venus, we said, is going to bring up possibly some love stuff, some personal value stuff, beauty, finances, right? if you ever hear Mars is in retrograde, Mars, the planet, represents action and physicality, right? Sex sometimes, right? Not love as Venus, but this is more carnal sex, right? And so this has this time period, anytime that Mars is at the forefront, it's associated with like high energy levels, and it can be aggression too. So a lot of times when you see something erupt, like, you know, some country is at war with some other country, or like some instigation happen, usually in politics or something like that, a lot of times you'll see that that has to do with either a Mars retrograde or a Mars transit. I've noticed that a lot when I'm actually paying attention. So Mars retrograde occurs every about 2 years. So I think we will see one in 2023, or maybe not. I don't remember. Maybe at the end of 2023. But if you hear Mars retrograde, just know if you see eruptions happening, whether it be on a macro level or even on a micro level, if you see people seem a little bit more angry or upset during that time period, know that that Mars energy is affecting them. So perhaps we can have a little bit more compassion if it's not negatively impacting us, right? So Jupiter, when we think of Jupiter retrograde, Jupiter is the huge planet. Jupiter is my ruling planet, in case you're interested in that. But it is the planet associated with luck and fortune and expansion, and it's very jovial, right? So when this planet is in retrograde, sometimes it can take the opposite effect. While Jupiter is usually fun when it's direct, sometimes when it is in retrograde, it might be a period of introspection, right? Maybe going within, maybe philosophizing, right? Like just really using your, you know, mental mind a little bit more than when it is stationed direct. So it can, you know, nudge you to like look at the bigger picture, step outside of yourself, move into like a meta or a macro, you know, vision of life versus the minutiae, right? So sometimes that can happen when Jupiter is in retrograde, and people who might be on a very, like, maybe they haven't done enough healing, or maybe they're already stressed and overwhelmed. When Jupiter is in retrograde, perhaps instead of getting the ping to like look at the bigger picture, perhaps they get stressed or overwhelmed, right? They might be like, oh, stressed with life. They feel like they can't handle life. They might fall into some sorts of depression because they can't take the time to go internal. So they focus too much externally. So sometimes you might see that during a Jupiter retrograde, right? So Saturn is the planet of like structure, of like discipline. And Saturn has a funny way of pushing you to look at things that need to be looked at, even if you're not ready, right? And so sometimes when Saturn is in retrograde, it can be difficult for people, because sometimes people don't want to look at the structures in their life or the areas of their life that they lack discipline. And so when that planet is in retrograde, it might give people a reality check that they're not ready for, right? And at the same time, those of us on the healing path and that are, have chosen that we want to grow, we want to expand. So for us, the Saturn retrograde reality check might be exactly what we need to help us take that leap towards more personal growth, right? We are not afraid to look at the things that have been in the dark or that have been hidden or have taken a back burner that perhaps we do need to look at in order to keep growing and expanding, right? So for us, it can be a great opportunity to really take the time to notice the areas in our life that we could expand and grow, right? So not necessarily a bad thing, but for those who are choosing to stay in the same place, who are choosing comfort over, you know, the discomfort of growth, they might have a difficult time with any time that Saturn is in retrograde. By the way, if you're not familiar with the Saturn return, right? All of us in our birth chart, we have something called the Saturn return. It usually happens when you're 28, and I think again when you're 48, right? And so a Saturn return is so impactful. Most people dread it, but if you can read up on that at all, I highly recommend it, because there is so much power in that Saturn return on your birth chart, because it is a time where if you really embrace the reality check, if you really sit with the discomfort and take time to look at, okay, yes, this is uncomfortable, but I'm gonna sit through it anyway. I'm gonna keep going forward. I'm going to learn from this. You can have a major leap in your timeline if you actually embrace it versus try to suppress it or run away from it or numb out to it. And then that's when you don't grow in the 28 year one, right? And then unfortunately it hits you harder in the 48 year one. But That is a different topic for a different day, but I thought I'd mention it since we're talking about Saturn. Saturn's a big one. So then we get to Uranus, right? My very important mother just sat upon nails painfully. Yes, upon. So Uranus, as most people like to call it nowadays. Well, actually, Uranus is how they used to say it back in the day, and people changed it to Uranus. I do prefer Uranus versus Uranus anyway, but Uranus makes me chuckle. So yeah, I'm immature. Uranus is a wild card, okay? Like, you never know what you're going to get. It is the ushering of rebellious energy, that free-spirited energy, unexpected shakeups. It is just like, it can be all over the place, right? And so when Uranus is in retrograde, it is a period that can come with a lot of like shaking things up, a period of like an independent streak, right? And so sometimes during a Uranus retrograde, people can feel the opposite. They can feel like they can become a little bit needy. They can feel really attached to things. They can really want, you know, validation from others. So it can be a very clingy, you know, energetic when Uranus is in retrograde, or it can be a complete opposite where it's just a rebellious independent streak, right? People can feel either way of the retrograde if the planet feels, if there's an illusion that it's going backwards, right? So that might be a good period where if you notice someone's just acting out, like wants to be wild and free, perhaps let them so that they can get that out of their system and then return back to their baseline, right? And it's also a time where if you're feeling a calling to be wild and free and the planetary alignment amplifies that or supports that, maybe that's a great time to explore that and see what that looks like to you, define that, get clarity on it, and then take action on it once the planet is back in direct motion, right? Or the illusion of direct motion. So then we go into Neptune. Neptune is like ideals and the dreamer planet, right? It's all about dream, and it can be dramatic at times, but when it is in retrograde, it's not too dramatic, right? It represents a time to reflect, a time to slow down, a time to perhaps get clarity on your dreams, or a time to really spend in some creative energy, right? And so this might be a time where you're called to slow down, you know, and just really look at things from maybe a deeper perspective. And so if you notice that during the Neptune retrograde, things aren't moving forward as quickly as you'd like them, or like your manifestations aren't happening as quick as you would like them to happen, that could be because of the Neptune in retrograde energy. And so nothing wrong with what your dreams are, but perhaps gain some clarity during that time on your dreams. And then once it stations direct, then time to take action, and maybe then the action will happen quicker. Now, no, I'm not saying that don't take action when Neptune is in retrograde, because whenever your internal compass is guiding you to take action, then take action. But maybe we don't have to be so frustrated if things don't happen as quick as we'd like them to, because we realize that there's a divine order in how quickly things happen. And so perhaps that gives us a sense of ease that it's okay that we're taking baby steps, because baby steps will also get us there, right? Oh, how can I forget Pluto? That's right. The science world wants to pretend that Pluto is not a planet, but us in astrology, we know Pluto is a very important planet. Even though it's small, even though it's far away, it's super important, because Pluto is the planet that has to deal with death and rebirth, and you know, it carries a heavy weight governing, you know, transformation, right? Because as we know, we can say death because we're not scared of death on this station, right? On this channel, the renegades are not scared of death because we realize death is really a transition. But it's okay to put things to bed as well, right? And so Pluto is the planet that governs those types of things, right? And so when Pluto is in retrograde, sometimes there's a challenge for us to check within ourselves and address any toxic negative energy, any self-destructive habits and behaviors, beliefs, you know, ideologies, any masks we might wear that have worn themselves out, basically, just anything we might need to put to bed. So while most of us on this path of expansion and growth, we have no issues with looking at the things that most people would squeam about, right? The masses might have a difficult time during Pluto retrograde. And I will say, even those of us on the growth path, we might have a problem during Pluto retrograde because it might pull up something deep down buried inside that, you know, maybe we've been holding on to that we don't want to let go yet, but we need to let it go, right? And so it can be a difficult time for us if we've avoided looking at certain things in our life, you know? And so during a Pluto retrograde, the challenge is just to bear witness to whatever needs witnessing and then take aligned action to put it to bed if it needs to be put to bed so that we can move into the transformation, right? We need to allow the death without needing to necessarily sit in the death process for too long, right? It's an option. You know, death needs to happen. It's inevitable. However, the suffering during the death part, it's up to us to choose. Do I want to sit in the suffering for a while? And sometimes, depending on what you feel is dying, maybe you do want to sit with it for a while, but also know that you don't have to sit with it forever, right? It is meant to be a transition period. It's not meant to be a permanent state. And so we allow the death process to take place so that we can move into the rebirth and the transformation, right? So that is the Pluto retrograde. So I hope that this has been helpful. Like I said, we are in a series of 2023 energy. So we've talked about the astrology now and the planetary alignment and what to look for in the different types of retrogrades and how we can use that energy to our advantage versus getting taken under by that energetic, right? And also how to notice what's happening in the collective during times of retrograde so that we can be more compassionate to our friends and our neighbors and our family when they might be struggling to navigate the energies of the planetary alignment and the retrogrades, right? And so I hope that this has been helpful in that. In the next part of the series, we will go into the numerology of what 2023 means, which 2023 is a 7 year. And so we will talk about what all that means on the next show. So thanks so much for tuning into this episode. Let's continue having these conversations that help elevate the intelligent consciousness on this planet. And until next time, embrace the retrogrades, renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.